folks. Welcome to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hope everybody had a great day, great weekend, and a great week. I'm just sitting here recording the show, enjoying the beautiful day, and I think I might go out on my motorcycle for a bit after this, go for a nice cruise out in the countryside and take in some of the beauty that we have in the area. Yeah, we got a show for you tonight with some metal to start things off, like sludge and some metal, and then we're going to end it with a little bit of a punky vibe. But yeah, so let's get into the music. This one I've been waiting a long time for. Neil Worm has released the first single from their album that is dropping soon. And Grime Pup from Aux is also in Neil Worm, and I've been waiting and waiting for this, and it's finally dropped. They dropped their first single. It's called Barstool Warlock, and we're going to listen to that tonight. It is a really good track. It's super sludgy, reminiscent of, like, why am I spacing on the name right now? Weed Eater, sorry. I don't know why it took me that long to get that out. Anybody who knows the music might know why, but, yeah, so we're gonna hear Neil Worm with Barstool Warlock, and then we're gonna kick it into a sludge band called Butcher, and we're gonna hear Texas, Gilman's Effigy, Order of the Gash, and Worm Food Parade, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit. So, yeah, here's some Neil Worm with their first single, Barstool Warlock, on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Texas is this hour's top news story. Informant led officers of the Muerto County Sheriff's Department to a cemetery just outside the small rural Texas community of New early this morning. Officers there discovered what appeared to be a grisly work of art. The remains of a badly decomposed body wired to a large monument. A second body was found in a ditch near the perimeter of the cemetery. Subsequent investigation has revealed at least a dozen empty crypts. Deputies report that in some instances, only parts of a corpse have been removed. The head, or in some cases, the extremities removed, the remainder of the corpse left intact.
It's
Right, we are back after some Neelworm with their first single they've released titled Barstool Warlock. Love the track. I hope you guys loved it. It's super sludgy. When the album comes out, we are going to listen to the whole thing. And then we heard some Butcher with Texas, Gilman's Effigy, Order of the Gash, and Worm Food Parade. Speaking of Neelworm and Grindpup, and Grindpup being an aux, coming up this weekend, if you are in the Grimsby area of Ontario or feel like making a little trip, there is a show going on Green Mountain Road at Green Mountain Studios. It's an all-day show. There is an awesome lineup of bands. You got Frog Lord coming all the way from the UK. There's Hebi Katana, which is a samurai doom metal band from Japan. And then we got the always awesome Pale Horse Ritual. And then we got Aux. You know, we just heard Grindpup in Neelworm. And if you go out on Sunday, you'll get to hear him in Aux. And then there's also Cannabis. So Cannabis just played a show in Gann, and it was amazing. So That's out in Grimsby on Sunday. If you can make it out, that'd be cool. If you can't, completely understand. It's a far ways away. Maybe if anybody in that area is listening, they'll hear and want to go. Next up, we're going to get into some more just sludgy metal. We're going to listen to Oblisque with Call to Oblivion, and then Necropsy of the Human Spirit. And then we're going to kick it into Fuzz Peddler with The High Priestess and Event Horizon, and then we'll be back. So here's some Oblisque and Fuzz Peddler on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm around here, let's go. Yeah.
right, we're back after some Oblisk with Call to Oblivion and Necropsy of the Human Spirit. And then we heard some Fuzz Peddler with the High Priestess and Event Horizon. So earlier, I told you about something to do outside of town. Now, I'll tell you about something to do inside of town this weekend. August 1st, which is Saturday, at Daft, there is the first Riff Mountain Punk show of the year. And it is going to be a banger. It's at 7 p.m. That's when doors are open. $15 a ticket, or if you bring a friend, 2 for $20. So you might as well bring a friend out and have a good time. There's Arachnia from Kingston, Don't Touch, Shit Happens, and Iron Moose. And it's going to be a good old-fashioned punk show. Let me tell you, it's going to be great. And in preparation and celebration, we're going to listen to a couple of the bands from the show coming up. So we're going to hear Don't Touch with one of their songs called Traitor. And then we are going to kick it into Shit Happens with You're Wrong, and then FAFO, and then Hot Mess. And we're going to finish off this little section with a band called Iron Moose. And we're going to hear Motorhead Religion, Trucker Bomb, and then we're going to close it out with a song called Killdozer. So, again, thanks everybody for tuning in to this week's episode. I appreciate each and every one of you. We're getting up on 2 years of episodes, so thanks for all the support. Thanks to everybody out there who has supported. And, yeah, I hope you guys all have an amazing week. Here's some Don't Touch, some Shit Happens, and some Iron Moose, which you can check out August 1st, along with Arachnia at Daft Brewing. Doors are at 7. Be there, have a good time, and have a great week. Here's some music to end off the show. Have a good one, guys. Yeah.
CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
On September 23rd and 24th, you can meet over 100 employers in the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center. If you are considering a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields, then join us on September 23rd for the Engineering and Technology Fair. On September 24th, many top companies, organizations, and schools will be at the Career and Further Education Fair. Pick up your free copy of Queen's Best Interview, Resume, and Cover Letter Highlights magazine on both days and get free professional headshots on Thursday, September 24th. Both events are open